out of the game where you end up scoring 49 points and your quarterback puts up those numbers, but you lose?
You know, at the end of the day, when you look back at the game, we felt we took advantage of some opportunities to put points on the board. We had some good drives, executed fairly well. We had a drive in the second half that, you know, we were down to the 21-yard line, and we ended up getting a play or two called back there. It took us out of scoring range, so we had an opportunity to put some more points on the board there. And at the end of the game, we had a possibility for three completions to go down and win the game, and, you know, that's what we're working on, getting it fixed.
When you're in the spot there at the end, you have three plays. The ball doesn't go to Odell any of the three plays. Is that something you're okay with? I know that because the guys were open, or would you like to get the ball to him regardless?
Yeah, the way it went down is the quarterback made three good decisions. We had a chance for three completions, and we didn't convert.
Is that the best you've seen Eli play, honestly?
Yeah, he had a good afternoon. Threw the ball well, executed at a high level. Still think he can grow and get better.
You've been pleased with the way Harris has come along, you know, sort of coming up to be that third option for you guys.
Yeah, Dwayne made some nice plays in the game. Had an opportunity at the end there to come through, which, you know, would have been a nice catch for him, but. You know, he made some plays in the green zone. He hung in there. He played fast, played aggressive. He's physical. He's a tough young man, and he's improving each and every week as a receiver.
Will you be at all limited with your inexperienced tight ends?
No. No limitations.
What have you seen from Will that you like?
The game's not too big for him. He seems to play with a calm mind, has some, has a good play speed, soft hands, and, you know, there's a lot of moving and shaking going on out there. It doesn't seem to disrupt them much.
And how about Jerome? What kind of skills does he bring to your offense?
Jerome's a fast-playing young guy, learning the game, and it'll be good to have his speed and athleticism out there on the field.
What are the biggest challenges Tampa's defense presents for you?
Tampa's defense, they are playing against them a bunch in the past and then seeing this defense on film for the first time this week. They're well coordinated. They play with a lot of speed and a lot of energy. They play a lot of different bodies so they can keep that speed and energy up. They do a nice job of tackling the football. They try to get the ball out. They'll kind of try to wrap you up with one hand and punch and strip with the other. You know, turnovers is big for them. They like to be well coordinated and be on the same page with the variety of coverages they run. And they spend a lot of time studying your concepts from a pass game perspective, and they like to penetrate up front. It'll be a good challenge for us.
Even though you haven't played Tampa a lot, I mean, is this a typical Lovie Smith defense?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. They play hard. They're well coordinated. They count on penetration up front, and they put a lot of time and energy into studying what you do and letting their instincts take over on the back end.
Did you have McCoy, the guy that sort of have to keep an eye on at all times?
He's a very talented player, absolutely.
Do you have to talk to your players about, in an after game like that, not pointing fingers and saying at the defense maybe and kind of comparing the contrast between the two?
No, not at all. I think that our group of guys, this locker room is a pretty good locker room. A lot of high character in there, and I've said that before. And I think this week shows it.
Do you not do it because it's not needed, or do you not do it because maybe Tom does that?
I don't think it's needed. I don't think it's needed. I think we have a lot of leadership in there. We have a lot of high character in there. And guys seem to rally around each other in tough times.
What have you seen from Will Beatty so far? I mean, you're getting close to decision time of what to do with him.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of work in, really, on both sides, whether it's the our offense or the look team. And making some progress there, making some progress in individual. It's good to see him out there moving around a little bit. And we'll see what the week, what happens this week.
Are you still learning sort of what he can do with, you know, the limitations that he has coming back? Or is it...
No. I'm comfortable with what he can do.
How do you look at Corey? Do you look at him as having the possibility to help you maybe a little more than he has? Or I'm just curious how you look at him so far.
Vereen, as far as his role?
Yeah, and his production, his ability to be sort of the quarterback's best friend, which was his reputation coming here, that kind of thing.
I think you know, each week, you know, things shake out a little differently based on the plan and based on the opponent, and you know, whether you play, what circumstances you're playing under. But he's definitely a guy that shows that he can be a complete back. You can hand it to him, you can throw it to him, and he does a nice job of protection for us. So if he continues to do those things, we'll find something for him to do each week.
What was the difference for Odell this last week in New Orleans, and how much was it maybe him just being healthier?
I think he was dialed in last week. He dialed in, practiced well. He and Eli, by the end of the week, were really connecting at a high level in practice, that correlated to the game.
Do you reinforce that to him after that production, Ben? You know, look, you practiced all week fully. You and the quarterback were able to connect during the week, and look what happened Sunday. He's still a young player. So do you reinforce to him that that's what
came out? I mean, he's out there this week, you know, but it's hard to practice when you're not 100% healthy. And, I mean, you have to be smart about what you're doing there. But at the same point in time, he got what he could get out of last week, put a lot of effort into it, and, you know, we happened to connect in the game that way. This week is a new week. He's healthy. He's out there practicing, had a good day today. And a good day today has to turn into a good day tomorrow, and we have to keep connecting and keep making progress there.
Obviously, Darkwood got hurt, but he shot at most of the carries after that early stretch. Uh-huh.
Well, what happened, you know, in the first half, we didn't run the ball as well as we would have liked to. Second half, you know, in the third quarter, we started getting things going. It just so happened it was Rashad's series. And then we had a guy nicked, and, you know, we took off and ran with it. In the fourth quarter, we didn't have a ton of opportunities to run the ball. You know, again, defense did a great job coming up with a score there, so we'll take that anytime we can get it. But, you know, we'll ride the hot hand, and we'll do our best to get everyone touches if that's the case.
So that is the plan as the game progresses, to find one guy and stick with him?
Possibly.
How has Jason looked to you? I'm sure you've kept a tap an eye on him a little bit.
Yeah, he's jumping off the ball. He shows up out there. It's nice to have him.